Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, first of all, I wish a happy Thanksgiving to all my listeners who celebrate it. Now to this week's podcast. If you want to find some sharp critiques of modern capitalism, you might first look in the usual places. Left-wing political parties, academia, labor unions, progressive writers, and public interest groups. Indeed, some conservatives might derisively label them the usual suspects. But there's another voice that has made strong condemnations on modern capitalism, one where many would not usually look to for critical evaluations of what economic markets have brought to the world, Pope Francis. Recently, an apostolic exhortation was released from the Vatican. It was not the first time Pope Francis criticized capitalism. People are noticing. I recently went to Google and put in Vatican and capitalism as my search words. From their Australian, "Rampant capitalism killing poor," warns Pope Francis. From the Telegraph, "Vatican sides with anti-capitalist protesters and attacks global financial system." And from the Atlantic, "The Vatican's journey from anti-communism to anti-capitalism." Here's a portion from Chapter 2 of the recent apostolic exhortation. Just as the commandment, quote, "thou shalt not kill," end quote, sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, quote, "thou shalt not," end quote, to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills. How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points? This is a case of exclusion. Can we continue to stand by when food is thrown away while people are starving? This is a case of inequality. Today, everything comes under the laws of competition and the survival of the fittest, where the powerful feed upon the powerless. As a consequence, masses of people find themselves excluded and marginalized, without work, without possibilities, without any means of escape. Human beings are themselves considered consumer goods to be used and then discarded. We have created a, quote, "disposable," end quote, culture, which is now spreading. It is no longer simply about exploitation and oppression, but something new. Exclusion ultimately has to do with what it means to be a part of the society in which we live. Those excluded are no longer society's underside, are its fringes, are its disenfranchised. They are no longer even a part of it. The excluded are not the, quote, "exploited," end quote, but the outcast, the, quote, "leftovers," end quote. In this context, some people continue to defend trickle-down theories which assume that economic growth, encouraged by a free market, will inevitably succeed in bringing about greater justice and inclusiveness in the world. This opinion, which has never been confirmed by the facts, expresses a crude and naive trust in the goodness of those wielding economic power and in the sacralized workings of the prevailing economic system. Meanwhile, the excluded are still waiting. To sustain a lifestyle which excludes others, or to sustain enthusiasm for that selfish ideal, a globalization of indifference has developed. Now, the Pope is right in trying to make problematic the assumed analytical links that many make between justice and markets that underpins capitalism. Exclusion and indifference is made easier by the poor and the unemployed being invisible, invisible from our eyes, our ears, and perhaps most importantly, our narrative. Let's reverse the starting point for the framework of analysis. How is today's reality of the extent of economic inequality possible if markets are working the way they're supposed to? I would love to see a week-long investigative report from a TV network or a national newspaper that drills down on that very issue. What if the investigation found that there's nothing really going wrong with market capitalism? How then would a society respond to the criticisms of the Pope? Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.